Okay, yeah. Pre-show here. I'm going in for PT tomorrow. I keep talking about PT, right? Because they keep moving the goddamn day on me. PT is physical therapy, which you have to have when you've had a major injury. I just talked to a guy today. This cat lost it on his motorcycle up in Ojai. And I can't even tell you the extent of his injuries were just fucking horrific, man. His pelvis separated from his spine. I mean, seriously. Lost his teeth, lost some teeth, fractured and broken ribs, aortic, some kind of an aortic aneurysm. He was, you know, bleeding from the aorta, which is the main, you know, vessel in the middle of your chest, otherwise known as the heart. No, it's not the heart. The aortic muscle is not the heart, but close to it. And just horrible. And he approached his physical therapy like it was his life depended on it. And he was every fucking time on the exercises, morning, noon, and night, didn't miss a beat. And the cat, when I saw him today, was walking around. But he told me, he said, I don't remember. He said, I woke up. I don't know what happened. I woke up, was on the ground. The ambulance came for me. He said, my wife only found out about me because she had a locator on her phone, which told her where he was. And I think that was where his bike was. And she saw his bike just sitting at the same fucking place for this long period of time. So she went up there and the ambulance had come and gone. She was told by whoever was there, what had happened. She had to meet him at the hospital. But what a horrifying story, right? But this dude, he said, I approached physical therapy like it was my last chance at life. Otherwise, I don't know how I was going to be walking. You know, he said, when I got out of the hospital, I couldn't fucking walk. I had no idea how the fuck I was going to walk. You know, when they got done with me in the hospital and they fixed me up, he said, I was okay to go home, but I could barely fucking walk, you know. So that's when they put him on physical therapy. And so I'm going to approach physical therapy the same way, you know, even though I'm nowhere near as bad off as that poor guy. I'm lifting my elbow up higher than I ever have right now. I haven't done one goddamn day of physical therapy, but it's going to be nonetheless a grind, man. I want to make sure that I do it right. I'm really fucking grateful for the health that I've got. I mean, we all ought to be, man, you know? And if we haven't had good health, you're alive, dude, you know? And you're fucking breathing. There's going to be something good is going to turn your way somehow. That's what I believe. Somehow, some way, good shit's going to happen, you know? Because I've come from a lot of bad shit in my life, man. I mean, up and down. Not so much physical problems, but fuck-ups, you know? Money, career, family, women, you name it, I claim it. So let me see something here, man, because we may have to move around some shit this week. And by that, I mean move around how we do our encore shows. Because like I said, it's late tonight. We had a bunch of shit we had to do today. And on top of that, then tomorrow morning, bright and early, is PT. Let me look here, man. God, this guy's story. Pretty fucking brutal, man. It was incredible. I said, you guys on motorcycles. He started to laugh before he even talked, you know, before he even said anything. I said, but you know, you guys, you're dancing with fucking death. Not because you don't know what you're doing, but the motherfuckers out there on the road, the people in cars don't know what the fuck they're doing. Crazy. What's the Frank Gray Monday report? I don't get, what is this fucking thing? The Frank Gray Monday Report. What was that? Hey, welcome to today's show here for the 18th of... I know what I was doing last week. I was on goddamn vacation. I mean, last year. This time last year. Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. The crew interviews author Brad Foley about mythic creatures. What the fuck is this? Oh, this is... Back this time last year, Jackie and I were watching fucking Dark. We were watching Stranger Things. We were watching Travelers. We were watching, what was the other? I mean, we were watching every fucked up fantasy sci-fi thing that we could get our hands on Netflix. Dark was bitching. Dark, I love Dark. Dark was too fucking nuts. And if you haven't seen Dark, you should watch it. It's like multiple realities. What happens when a decision is made? And the individual making that decision also has an opportunity to fuck with time. Basically, it's about a scientist who loses a son and decides to get that time back, to change that reality, to bring his son back. And in so doing, he fucks with reality so bad that he creates three realities, and everybody in the fucking world is fucked up. But it tells it from the standpoint of this one area, this one village, this town, whatever you, and the this collection of people, and what happens to them, and how they change. In one reality, they're one thing, another reality, another thing, another reality, another thing. And I thought it was fucking great. It creeped me out, but in a good way. Made me think of, and then at the very end, it was very heroic. It's super heroic what the two people remaining, the two pivotal characters invested in whom is correcting this fucked up series of timelines, getting it back to where it should be. And I think they also wind up saving the son that was lost, so they do that well. But who gets sacrificed? They do. In other words, what this guy wanted, he got his son back, he got himself back, the world came back. These two people who were completely fucking innocent, I think, but got twisted into this fucked up reality, they realize that by their actions, they have helped further how fucked up this whole thing is. So they decide to sacrifice themselves. And what does that mean? Does it mean dying? No, it means never having existed. They have to walk into oblivion, walk into a space and where they don't exist and where they never did exist. So that's like worse than death. But they do it because it's the only way that the rest of reality can be saved. Yeah, I thought it was fucking great. Nonetheless, that's why this shit, that's why we're doing this shit. Brad Foley about mythic creatures living beyond a wormhole. Don't ask. Dr. Jim Sadler wants to get some things straight after what was done to him during last week's Best of Sadler Hours. I can't wait to hear this. I'm telling you, I can't fucking wait. All right. That looks really funny. So we need a new furnace in the house. How do you like that, man? Our furnace is out, Jack. 22-year-old furnace. And we found out that basically the valve is shot, and the cat said, well, I can replace the valve. I said, well, how old is this fucking furnace? The furnace we have in the house is 22 years old, not particularly what you want to have. So I said, let's just replace it. So I've got this one guy, and I got another guy, and I'm balancing these two bids. I'd like to go for the less expensive bid, but the less expensive bid includes some things that maybe I like it, maybe I don't. Okay, what's the fucking thing? That is... What the fuck are you doing, man? Oh, okay. I didn't do a complete... Sorry. I didn't do a complete thing. Okay, the next thing we want to do... So that's kind of interesting. Yeah, so we're going to do a new heater for the house. Because, you know what? I don't want to keep replacing fucking parts. Just put a new goddamn heater in there, man. Motherfuckers, they're not cheap. What, 6 G's? 5-6 G's. And, you know, it's the beach. It's California. People say, well, how much of a heater do you need? At this goddamn part of the state, you need a heater. Now, it doesn't freeze. We don't have snow. We don't have ice. We don't have that shit. But we've got nice, cold, fucking central California coast nights on beach nights, which are cold enough, Jack. You know, they're in the low 60s, upper 50s. And I don't know about anybody else, and it's, you know, fine if you don't understand, but no, thank you. I don't want that shit. So let's get a new heater in here. And, you know, it'll only be good for, then it starts to warm up in the summer. But here's the thing about, I even use the heater in the summertime because it can dip down here in the summertime. All right. You know. All right, what do we got here, man? Phil kicked off the show to discuss breaking news. Michael Jackson will perform Madison Square Garden this summer. Oh, the horror of it all. R.C. Collins joins us to close the first hour. He wants to be a leader in the black youth movement. So what if he's white? R.C. feels their pain. His slogan is, back to Africa, a new idea again. Bobby Dooley was on in the second hour. What the fuck? Fuck that. Sounds stupid as fuck. Doug Danger. There's a guy we haven't heard from in a while. Doug Danger opened the show to discuss Spielberg resigning from the Boy Scouts board. Doug thinks it's just his way of trying to make up to gays for his lack of gay characters in his newer movies. Austin Marker joins the second hour to suggest that we send Colin Powell to China to get our plane back. Jesus, some fucking offensive shit here. What a racist bunch of shit this is. All right. Okay, man. We'll do Doug Danger. Crazy shit, man. Crazy ass shit. Many come to put you on a big show. Okay, so, all right, so Groovy, let me just do a thing here. So what we got here is we got that. So that's the classic show, that one. I can go ahead and label that right now, man. Okay, cool. There we go. All right, so that having been done, let's do it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.